the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, weekend edition, coming to you always from Manhattan, Kansas, as usual, because yes, I live here in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. This podcast all about what's going on in the world of K-State athletics, and this is the recap portion of the podcast here on May 7th, Saturday, 2021, Game 1 of the Sunflower Showdown, Dylan Sunflower Showdown between KU and K-State, and boy, this is definitely, probably, right up there, if not the worst loss in K-State season so far. To this point, you had to come in here, and oh, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and plug in episode 98 of the Purple Project Podcast, now out wherever you get your podcast. So we have that out, and we both said, meaning me and my co-host Alex Aiden, said that K-State needed a sweep, or arch rival, or in-state rival. So we can beat Wichita State, but we can't beat KU. Doesn't make no damn sense whatsoever. And I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is ugly loss here. You have KU. You have KU on the ropes in this baseball game. Of course, this is the first of three, but we expected a sweep. And this is highly disappointing. And now, look at it, hindsight a little bit, K-State Nation, that now you're looking at, okay, 2 of 3. I wasn't looking for 2 of 3. I said that loud and clear on this week's podcast, weekly podcast. They had to sweep them, and they did not. And you lose, not only that, you lose to the worst team in the Big 12 yet again. Yet again. You lose to... Oh, 5-3 loss last night in Game 1 at home. At home. At home, where you played your best baseball throughout really the last 2 years under Pete Hughes. And I think Alex, I read my co-host tweet, Alex's tweet. I'm going to call right here. I'm pretty sure you'll say it sometime down the line, because I just got confirmation of a special guest next week. I'm really excited. Next week on the Pearl Project Podcast, you heard it here first, weekly edition, we're gonna have another guest on the podcast, and I'm gonna leave it at that. But I'm really excited to have this dude on, so that's your clue right there. That's all I'm gonna say there. But Alex said that, and I don't know, and I love Alex and his interesting takes. That's why I want him on my podcast. I want him as a co-host, his unique take of KZ Sports. This is from him. I'm going to just summarize it. P. Hughes is not in the hot seat yet, to what extent and whatnot, but if next year's like this, then yeah, he is. That's what he said on his Twitter handle. 5-3 loss. K-State was in the lead for a majority of this baseball game, but you gotta give Kansas credit yet again for battling back. You know, these rivalry games or something else, whether it's football, basketball, and this reminds me of the same scenario in Bramlage earlier this year. We had KU, who the eventual national champion, did the rights. Nigel Pack goes off, and we lose the game. Here, you have from 3-1, Dylan Phillips hits his 12th home run, which I believe it's a team high to this point there in the game, and you can't hold it down. You cannot hold KU down, which is clearly the worst team in the Big 12, and you lose in the opener. You play your best baseball, and somehow you cannot hold together a 3-1 advantage. KU end up scoring the rest of the way, 4 unanswered, including unlocking a tie in the top of the ninth inning there to go ahead and take the lead there to win the game inside the box score here. K-State on the losing end. That's been a rarity, especially at home. I cannot believe it. You play, and this is sounding more like a rant now. You play Texas bet really good. Last year, we upset Texas Tech. We knock off Texas 2-3 a few weeks ago here at Tony Family Stadium, one of the better baseball teams in the conference this year, or over the last several years. And you came in, you sweep Wichita State. You take care of them, but you can't be. I know it's one game, but this is costly. Yeah, and I'm going to make a bold prediction right now. We're not going nowhere except for the conference tournament. We're done. I said on the weekly podcast that you had to sweep this team. And you did, and it just makes it more irritating to see your arch nemesis rival from 45 minutes away take the steal. Literally, really stole this game away. 3 runs, 10 hits, in an error. How many times have we said it? Or have I said it on these recaps that K-State has at least committed an error in every freaking game of the year? KU, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, stranded 8. K-State left 5 on base. Dylan Phillips hit career home run number 43 last night in game one, and that was actually his first home run going back to April 14th. Seriously? I had to do a double take on that. Kalen Culpepper, Mitchell, and Phillips registered 2 hits in this game. 7 different Cats players recorded a base hit in this game. Graham Hassall, the starting pitcher last night for K-State, 2 earned runs in 6 innings of work. Striking out 4, walked 3, got the no decision there. Cornestino, getting another loss here to his pointless. Is Blake Cornestino, record 3-5. Daniel Hargitay of KU got the decision win, 6-4. And Colby Dugan ended up getting his first save of all people against damn K-State. Oh, my goodness. For Cornestino, gave up the 3 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 2 2/3 innings pitched last night. There, Dylan Phillips did pitch last night as well. He allowed a couple of base runners in the 9th last night. You can't do this. I mean, you just can't do it. You cannot do it there. You cannot issue walks. This is what Alex was talking about in the newest edition of the weekly edition of the podcast. Fundamental baseball, you got to execute on the mound. You got to do the small things right. And this team has not done that at all in their losses. It just makes this team so freaking frustrating because they can play with the best of them if they're on top of their game. But if not, they have errors like these. They have mini collapse like these. That's not going to cut it. K-State 23-22. This inconsistent baseball continues this year. Under P. Hughes, second full season here at K-State, and more importantly, 4-12 now in the conference. Now, game two is later on this afternoon at 4. Hopefully, K-State can get their heads out of the sand and do something. And the record speaks for itself. I mean, that's what the record speaks for itself. KU is the worst team in this conference. And of course, we're right there with them. We're better than we're way better than this. I'm sorry about that. Kalen Culpepper 2-4 last night. Dylan Phillips homer last night. He went 2-4. Justin Mitchell 2-4. Dom Johnson only went 1-4 last night in this game. So game two is later on this afternoon, 4 p.m. Central Time. K-State Nation. K-State needs to win these next two games because really they were the better team, baseball team on paper, but apparently last night they couldn't hang on. I mean, couldn't tackle more runs. That's just what it is. In the end of the day, you gotta give KU the credit that they deserve, and K-State made. Didn't get it done. Did not get it done. This ugly loss. This is the worst loss. This is the worst loss of the year when you lose to the worst team in all of Big 12. I'm I'm not, like I said, I'm not sure recording this whatsoever here. So yeah, the prediction here, all the postseason baseball we're gonna get is the Big 12 championship. That's it. We ain't going no damn regionals. Get out of here with that. So I'm sorry, KOR K-State Nation. This did turn to a rant. We lose this one this afternoon. It might get even worse. So yeah, Pete Hughes. Yeah, he's gonna have to figure out a way. You can't. Last year, you get no hit, which I was very not happy with that. And here in this edition of the Dylan Sunflower Showdown at home, you're at home against the worst team in the Big 12. You can't not win a damn game. The Purple Project. I better cut it before I get myself in trouble. The Purple Project podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Woo! That's something else. Game two of this other Dylan Sunflower Showdown continues later on this afternoon. And of course, again, better things on a positive episode 98 of the Purple Project podcast. Once again, it's out wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you are subscribed. If you're not, better hop on board now because episode 99. Officially, we will have a special guest on next week's edition of the podcast. Of the course, it will be just me and Alex on episode, big episode, triple digits episode in 2 weeks. That's going to do it on the recap edition. Woo! K-State Nation, pray, do whatever that you do for this baseball team. Because if you lose either today or tomorrow, you don't know what I'm going to say on here, but K-State loses to the worst team in the Big 12, your in-state rival, nemesis, KU, 5-3. Eddie Greer, go Cass. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.